Chapter 8, Extension Growth, Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, define extension growth, explain what is meant by church planting, summarize the extension growth of the New Testament church, explain how churches multiply through extension growth, identify four ways a new church might be started, identify three types of extension churches, list biblical priorities for selecting areas in which to start new churches, explain the message which results in new churches. Key verse, Acts 16:5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. The disciples were commanded by Jesus to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. See Acts 1:8. As you learned in the last chapter, the Jerusalem church experienced rapid multiplication. The next step in God's plan was extension growth. The Jerusalem church was to start new churches in other Jewish cities. Extension growth. Extension growth occurs when a church starts another church in a similar culture. The new church is an extension of the mother church, just as a child in the natural world is a physical extension of the parents. If the mother church is spiritually mature, the new church will grow into similar maturity. If there are problems in the mother church, the new church is likely to have similar problems. This is why it is important for a church to experience the internal growth as spiritual maturity before extending to start new churches. Church planting is a term also used to describe extension and bridging growth of the church. This term is used because one plants a new church much as a farmer plants a seed in the natural world. In fertile ground, the seed will produce a new plant, like the mother plant from which the seed came. The term planting is preferred because it is not enough to just organize a church which does not fit into the local culture. It is not enough to just found a church and leave it to struggle. It must be planted, which means it is rooted, growing, and continuing the spiritual life cycle. Church extension in the New Testament. In the human body, cells divide to grow. One cell divides to make two cells. These two cells each divide to make another, and so the process continues. Growth in God's kingdom is similar. Multiplication takes place by division. Division is a primary means of God's plan for growth. If we do not voluntarily choose to divide and multiply, God may allow circumstances to cause it. Acts chapter 8 tells of great persecution that arose against believers at Jerusalem. This persecution brought division to the Jerusalem church, as people were forced to flee Jerusalem to live in other cities. As these people left Jerusalem for new areas, they went everywhere preaching the word, Acts 8:4. As new converts were won, new churches were formed. These churches were an extension of the mother church at Jerusalem. The New Testament church not only extended to plant churches in similar cultures, it also bridged the cultural gap to start churches in differing ethnic communities. You will learn about this bridging growth in the following chapter. This and the following chapters should be considered together, as they both concern starting new churches. The record of extension in the book of Acts reveals churches were started by the Jerusalem church in Judea, Galilee, Lydia, Sharon, and Joppa. These were all similar Jewish cultures. As you learned in the last chapter, each of these churches experienced expansion growth also. The Jerusalem church and the fellowships created by its expansion all were, as it states in Acts 16:5, established in the faith and increased in number daily. Not only did individual believers reproduce spiritually, but churches increased in number as the Jerusalem church expanded its witness throughout the region. How extension churches begin. There are four ways a new church is started. One church starts another church. Several churches cooperate to start another church. A large church divides to form two or more separate churches. An individual believer is directed to a certain area to start a church. One with the spiritual gift of apostleship is often used in this manner. This person is sometimes called a church planter. In each of these, multiplication occurs through extension of the gospel message by forming a new body of believers. Types of extension churches. New churches may be different types of extensions. Churches ministering to a specific community. These are churches established to minister to a specific community, village, or an area in a city. They may be the result of evangelism, which has raised up a group of new believers in a certain area. They may be established to minister in an unreached or responsive area. Church ministering to a specific ethnic group. These fellowships minister to a specific ethnic group who share the same culture, ancestry, and language. For example, a church might be started for people who speak Spanish and cannot understand the English-speaking mother church services. Other examples would be a church for Asians in a refugee camp or for Indians on an American reservation. Churches with special purposes. A church may be established for a special purpose. For example, a church may be planted near a college to minister specifically to the students. Priorities in starting extensions. The Bible teaches certain priorities in extending the gospel and starting new churches. These are as follows. The unreached. The first priority is unreached people. Paul wrote in Romans 10:13-14, "But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" Areas in which there is no existing witness to the gospel should always be a priority. Read the parable of the sheep in Luke 15:3-7. The priority was on the lost sheep, not those already in the fold. The responsive. You learned in the last lesson the importance of working in responsive spiritual fields. Jesus taught in Matthew 10:13-15 and Luke 8:5-15, and Paul practiced it, Acts 13:42-51. Jesus and Paul did not abandon the unresponsive fields. They continued to proclaim the gospel to them and warn of God's judgment, but their priority was people who were responsive. Cities first, then rural areas. This was a strategy used by Paul, which you will learn more about in the next chapter. Cities have the greatest populations. Many people visit cities for business and pleasure. As you reach multitudes in the city, they return to rural areas to share the gospel and raise up new churches. Whether it is change in custom, styles, or laws, such change usually starts first in cities and then spreads to rural areas. When you reach a city with the gospel, it will spread along these natural lines of society into the rural areas. The message. The message of the church planter must be a biblically based message. New churches come into existence as a result of the unsaved hearing the gospel and accepting Jesus as Savior. When preaching is based on the Bible, it carries with it the authority of God. Hearers recognize and respond to the power of the Word of God. A Christ-centered message. Jesus is the center of the message that multiplies churches. People must know who He is, the importance of His earthly ministry, His death and resurrection. They must be taught how to respond to the gospel and receive salvation and eternal life. A need-centered message. People respond when a message meets their personal needs. A good example of this method is Jesus and the woman at the well, John 4, His message centered on her need for natural water. How to plant a new church. Several courses offered by Harvest Time Institute cover details of how to actually plant a new church. If you are taking the Harvest Time Institute courses in their suggested order, the course you are currently studying is part of a group of courses on biblical principles of multiplication. These courses include developing a biblical worldview, teaching tactics, power principles, and this course on multiplication methodologies. Each course explains different parts of God's plan for spiritual multiplication. In addition, the following courses focus on various aspects of church planting. Biblical management principles will guide you in selecting and developing leaders for the church. Environmental analysis will help you determine areas responsive to the gospel and ready for evangelism and church planting. Management by objectives will teach you how to identify the purpose of the local fellowship, make plans, and organize the church. Mobilization methodologies will help you mobilize the membership. Leaven-like evangelism presents church planting as the end goal of evangelism. To properly plant and organize churches, you should obtain these courses. Meanwhile, begin to pray for God's direction as to where He wants you to grow. If you are the pastor of a church, you need not wonder if you should multiply. You have already learned that it is God's will to multiply. Your prayers should focus on where you should plant a new church and when, because timing and location are important keys to spiritual harvest. You want to multiply in the right place at the right time. New churches must mature. Just as a new baby in the natural world, a new church may be dependent on the mother church in its early development. But as a new church matures, it should become a separate, functioning body of believers, also capable of multiplication through spiritual reproduction. This is the model for churches raised up by the Apostle Paul. The extension church should expand on the basis of scriptural principles shared in the chapter on expansion growth. To properly mature, each new extension church must understand its purposes and objectives. Each program or group started in the church should be in harmony with the purpose and objectives. The Harvest Time International Institute course on management by objectives explains this in detail. Understand biblical principles of organization. These include spiritual gifts and offices and training new converts to become spiritual leaders capable of using their spiritual gifts. The Harvest Time International Institute courses on biblical management principles and management by objectives will assist you in doing this. Understand biblical qualifications for leaders. The Harvest Time International Institute course, Biblical Management Principles, explains this in detail. Be taught foundations of the faith. The Harvest Time courses in the deputizing module of Harvest Time Institute will help you accomplish this goal. Settle practical questions. These include the following items: formulating a doctrinal statement so visitors will know the biblical beliefs of the church, legal items required by the government for a new church, organization of the church, including leaders, officers, and procedures for church finances, location and ownership of church property, the relationship of the mother church to the new extension. The multiplication continues. It is God's plan for each new church created through extension growth to continue the cycle of multiplication. The new church should experience internal growth in spiritual maturity. It should expand in numbers and then extend to plant other new churches. Through this biblical method, the church will continue to grow and to reach the uttermost parts of the world, Acts 1:8. Here's a diagram that illustrates this process. D, C, B, A, B, C, D. The mother church, identified as A, plants new churches. The new churches, identified by B on the diagram, start other extensions. These extensions, identified by C on the diagram, start other new extension. The process continues.